Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel brings us more cases where the person does not pay a chomesh. Hamachil es banav ketanim. If someone feeds truma by accident to his minor children, now these are children under bar or bat mitzvah, and they have no obligation, right? They have no obligation in mitzvos. And now we learned back in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel that the chomesh is paid by the person who ate the truma, right? We talked there about a balabais who fed truma to his guests or his workers by accident. So the only discussion there in the Mishnah was whether the keren is paid by the owner or by the workers. But the chomesh is certainly paid by the workers or the guests, the people who ate the truma. So in this case, the people who ate the truma are kids. They have no obligation, and therefore there's no chomesh. The es avadav, if someone feeds truma by accident to his slaves, avadim kananim, bein gedolim bein katanim, doesn't matter if they're above or below bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. And here the reason is slightly different. It's because they have no money. They don't have any financial status. They're not capable of having money because anything that they pick up immediately belongs to their master. And since they don't have money or any way of having money, the Torah doesn't obligate them to pay this chomesh. Case number three, ha'ochel trumas chutz la'aretz. If somebody eats truma from outside of Eretz Yisrael, truma from outside Eretz Yisrael is only derabanan. And since the truma is not b'daraisa, the chiyuv of the knas of the chomesh does not apply, and therefore you don't have to pay the chomesh. The ha'ochel pachos mikazayis truma. And if someone, case number four, if someone eats less than a kazayis of truma, a kazayis is an olive-sized amount. And if someone ate less than a kazayis, in all of halacha, kazayis is the minimum amount that is considered eating. You have to eat a kazayis of matzah to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, right? It's, for example. And because less than that is not considered eating. If you ate half a kazayis of matzah, you didn't eat. That's not called eating. So too here, if you ate less than a kazayis of truma, it's not considered eating. You didn't eat truma. And therefore, you would have to, in this case, like all the others, mishalim es hakeren, you would have to pay what you stole because you took it. You took something that didn't belong to you. You have to give it back. Even if it's a half a kazayis, you took it. Ve'ena mishalim es hachomesh. But you do not have to pay a chomesh in all four of these cases for each of the individual reasons that we discussed. Now, as it will be explained in the next Mishnah, we can see whenever there's no chomesh, it basically means that this is not a punishment, it's not a kapara. It's just a standard case of taking something that doesn't belong to you. And therefore, the payment is chulin, it is not, it does not become truma, because that would be in the case of the punishment slash kapara, and that's not the case here. And imratzai koin limchol, mochel. If the koin wishes to be mochel and to let it go, he has that right, and then they don't even have to pay the keren.